inch by inch, row by row. Gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece.
Fall is just around the corner. You can pretty much smell it in the air already, and it's time to do a little fall in winter garden preparation. And with us online is Master Gardener Ed Byarsky to tell us what to do. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So basically, we should probably be cleaning up all the dead vegetation and all the other debris from our yard and garden so as not to attract all the slugs and the slug eggs that may be nesting about.
That's certainly true. With the moist weather we have just had, certainly we're seeing a lot more slug activity. We've benefited by all that lovely weather this summer, and we've got a few nice days here that this is great weather to be working in the garden, doing that cleanup work, and really starting the early preparation for next year. And certainly getting out everything that has bolted in the garden, the lettuce, if broccoli is all done, if you've harvested cauliflower and other stuff, then if we can clean that stuff out of the garden, whether you're composting or sending it off to dump or whatever it is, or throwing in a low spot in the yard, get it out of the garden, clean things up, cover things over with clear plastic or black plastic, something like that, which will help keep the nutrients that you have in there already. And you can certainly mix in some compost, again, as you put a bed or a box or something like that to bed, which will give you a jump on next spring's activities. And who knows what sort of a summer we're going to have next year. But there's certainly, especially this past weekend at the Harvest Fair, we saw a whole lot of enthusiastic gardeners and with some of the incredible produce that they did grow this summer.
Before we start covering over our beds, though, with plastic, should we be slipping in a little bit of slug bait, perhaps?
Maybe around the edges of the garden. Because, again, with slug bait, you are attracting slugs. I mean, that's what it does. So, ideally, you put it around the edges of the garden. Put it in the kind of hidden spots. You can cover it up. If you've got a pile of debris, whether you're making a pile even with compostables and stuff, you know, you can kind of put it around that. You don't necessarily want it in the box that you have cleaned out. Ideally, put it on the outside of that. If you've got old shingles or something that you can cover it with, even rhubarb leaves, that's a good thing. So put some slug bait down, put a couple of rhubarb leaves on top of it, and then that's a spot where the slugs are likely to go to hide out. They'll feed on the old rhubarb leaves, and hopefully then you'll take some of those out of the gene pool. And I don't know if that means that you're leaving the smarter ones that don't eat the slug bait behind to propagate.
Anything else that we can do to kind of mitigate the laying of eggs, maybe turn the soil or anything else like that?
Turning the soil helps, and again, that's something where, drier soil helps. If we don't like the freeze-thaw action that we get around here through winters, but that really does damage to the slug eggs. So again, if we get a midwinter thaw, everything thaws out, that's actually a time where we can, again, do something like that, especially if you've got wooden boxes that you're gardening in, because the slugs will tend to lay their eggs right on the insides of the boxes down in there. So again, if we can kind of turn that over a bit, potentially expose the slugs to some little bit later cold, drying air, and or little birds that then come along in the springtime too. That can really help. So slugs are probably our worst pest here, and if we can reduce their numbers, that will help.
Now we have another big gardening event coming up. Can you tell us about it?
Sure. Local food festival downtown at the Jack on Saturday from 9 till 2. It's free for everybody to come in, except for vendors. They do pay a fee. And there's supposed to be about 25 assorted vendors selling locally produced, grown, baked, processed foods. And which includes garlic and potatoes and local greens, hopefully some, there's going to be people cooking food. Chef Jerry Donahoe will be at the market. So he's actually buys produce from the people producing it, makes some good, tasty stuff, and gives it away, along with simple recipes, for people to enjoy. Just, you know, what do you do with this great local produce?
And any other kind of additional events along with that?
There are workshops going on every 45 minutes, starting out at 9:15, making sauerkraut from Sarah Lewis of the Extension. Darren Snyder is going to be talking about gardening with kids, kitchen medicine with Dr. Emily Kane, pest management with Lois Dvorak. I'm going to be doing a talk in the afternoon on overwintering fuchsias, begonias, and dahlias. And yes, they are edible, actually. Begonia flowers are very tasty. Fuchsia berries, and even people are eating dahlia tubers, strangely enough. So it all kind of fits together, and hopefully we'll get lots of people down there to enjoy local produce.
Okay, Ed Wierski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
You're listening to KTOO Juneau.